The North American Free Trade Agreement has led to a big increase in truck traffic on many U.S. highways. To get an idea of just how much, drive down Interstate 81 in Virginia. In an attempt to handle the growing traffic, federal and state officials have come up with a plan to convert this major north-south route from a traditional interstate to a first-of-its-kind truckway. It's envisioned as the first step in a new national network of truck routes. NPR's Brian Naylor went to Virginia to see how this might work.
Interstate 81 has been voted one of America's most scenic highways. It runs nearly 400 miles through the Shenandoah Valley alongside the Blue Ridge Mountains. Today, though, the mountains are blotted out by rain clouds and the spray of passing semi-trucks. Linda Tyler pilots her SUV on I-81 near Winchester, Virginia. As big as her Ford Expedition is, it's still dwarfed by the semis, which Tyler fears will only get bigger if a truckway is built.
Well, here we are driving down the road, and people don't even understand about the sound barriers, the triple-length tractor trailers that we're talking about. These are long combination vehicles. It's an animal that we don't currently see on these roads, and there will be no separation of trucks and cars, and it will be extremely unsafe.
Tyler is a county supervisor and a leader of efforts in the Shenandoah Valley to block plans to turn this four-lane interstate into an eight-lane truckway. Historic preservationists aren't too keen on the idea either. The Shenandoah Valley played an integral part in the Civil War. Numerous battles were fought along the route followed by I-81, including five in and around the tiny city of Winchester. Howard Cattell is executive director of the Shenandoah Valley Battlefields Foundation.
If the interstate were rebuilt as is being currently discussed, we would be in one of the travel lanes standing on the battlefield. A relatively small portion of what still remains that hasn't been developed, and our effort is to try and protect that.
Interstate 81 gives truckers a straight shot from the deep south to Canada, close enough to access the major East Coast cities, but at the same time allowing them to avoid the congestion of Interstate 95 to the east. But the mix of heavy trucks, vacationers, and local traffic has led to lots of accidents. So you'd think the trucking industry would be an avid supporter of the truckway project, but that's not the case. In fact, if a truckway is built, many truckers will go out of their way to avoid it, according to Virginia's own studies. Mike Russell, vice president of the American Trucking Association, says it's all about cost, the cost of tolls.
We've heard as high as 37 cents a mile. That would put any trucking company out of business in a New York minute if we had to sustain that cost.
At 37 cents a mile, it would cost a trucker $120 for the run from the Tennessee border to West Virginia, driving trucks from I-81 to I-95 or local roads. So if the truckers don't want it, local residents and preservationists have concerns, who does want this highway? Russell believes he knows.
A consortium of construction companies have devised a plan to sell asphalt and concrete to the Commonwealth of Virginia, and they're basically trying to, you know, pass the project through at the expense of the trucking industry, both to our reputation and to our pocketbooks.
The consortium, called Star Solutions, is led by Halliburton subsidiary KBR. It includes some of the nation's largest road construction companies, as well as major investment firms, who would sell bonds to help fund the $10 billion project. Philip Chouquette is Transportation Commissioner for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
We're not pursuing Interstate 81 because we're just only concerned about helping the asphalt industry. Traffic on Interstate 81 has doubled. It's expected to double again in 20 years. 35% of crashes on Interstate 81 involve a truck. Those are the facts.
Chouquette says the truckway is far from a done deal. He says a three-year-long environmental study is underway. The project will also weigh factors including the view shed in the Shenandoah Valley and the truckway's impact on historic battlefields. And then there's the issue of funding. The project will go nowhere without $1.6 billion from Washington. Supporters are led by House Transportation Committee Chairman Don Young of Alaska, who said to envision a nationwide network of truckways as his legacy. Young, who declined to be interviewed for this story, is trying to set aside an $800 million down payment for the project in the transportation bill now being negotiated in Congress. Brian Naylor, NPR News.